It's so simple. It really is, isn't it? When it's seen, and it being seen is all a matter of communication. Once it's communicated clearly, anyone can see it. But if it's gobbled up and garbled with all kinds of descriptions, then it's never seen. There are just more points of view, more ways out. That's why we say here, you know, either just listen to the teaching and read the teaching until conviction dawns, or rest as awareness until conviction dawns, or a combination of the two. But for quite a few today, just listening, making that the mainstay of the media one is taking into one's perception of reality. Just relying on that is extremely powerful. Now, these people around the world who transcribe the talks, every single one of them has incredible increase in confidence and awareness. Because the words are, they're powerful words. These are words that are spoken by the nature of reality. That's why they have so much power. Ordinary words don't have that much power. We read them, we toss them aside. We hear something, doesn't really mean that much. It might entice us for a while, but it's not anything that our life depends on. So, yeah, keep it simple. Take it easy. Give yourself a break. Easy does it. Does anyone else have a question I'd like to ask?
So sometimes I think, well, what is going to happen to our language when the bulk of humanity is resting as awareness? What will the language be like for everyday things?
Well, we already are seeing that among people everywhere. Like all of you who are working together in the Great Freedom Movement, it's really amazing to see how people live in family life and work together with this perspective. It's absolutely extraordinary. Every single one of your fondest dreams you've ever had about how it might be ideally to live with other people or work with other people is very much evident in this movement worldwide. It's astounding. Certainly everything that I ever dreamt could be possible in terms of human relationship has come about. So it really is incredibly profound. And you know, points of view just are whatever they are. So all of the ordinary things about life and living come up. And because we all interact with all kinds of people, all those things come up too. It isn't like hiding away in a cave. And all of that is just allowed to be as it is, but there's a core of peace that pervades everything. There is a solution, and that it's that solution that's relied upon spontaneously in every moment without being carried away by the riptides of points of view. So you're in the right place. No one should have to live without intimacy in their life, whether it's in a family situation or a work situation. All of life should be filled with the intimacy of true relating that awareness allows, and really you should not settle for anything less. even if you have settled all of your life saying, oh, this is just the way life is, I'll never have what my idealism tells me is true or possible. Even if you've never had that and you've lived 50, 60, or 70, or ever 80, 90, however many years, start right now. Don't settle. Don't settle for the same old, same old. Maintain confidence and awareness, and you'll have all the strength you need to get out of any murky situations you might be currently in.
I have a question. What is your point of view about our being able to control our physical reality as we rest in awareness?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to prove to ourselves that awareness has the power over everything we perceive to be reality. We have to prove that in our own experience. We have to test it like a scientist tests things with the scientific method. And that is that, first of all, when we first hear about awareness and short moments of awareness repeated many times, most of us are completely lost in our points of view. Even if we have been pursuing a spiritual path for a long time, we're lost in the spiritual points of view. And so when we begin to maintain awareness for short moments, what we either quickly or gradually realize is that we are no longer at the whim of our thoughts and emotions. So that is our first scientific evidence that there's something about awareness that is really profound. Now, based on that, just like a scientist would, we say, well, now, if awareness has power over these thoughts and emotions, and I always thought I was at the whim of these, what else does awareness have power over? Could it have power over my sensations, my physical well-being? Could it have power over external things that I perceive? And then again, we return to our own experience of short moments repeated many times to see what's what. Now, as we do this, gradually we move beyond all social conventions of intellect and all other ways of looking at things, scientific, spiritual, psychological. We move beyond all these conventional ways of looking at ourselves and everything else. As we move beyond all conventional truths in the balanced view of awareness, we find that we operate outside all convention, but including all convention. In other words, we deeply understand all convention, but we're completely outside it and free from its cage of descriptive frameworks. Now, from that perspective, we have the power to greatly affect the world. We have the power to incredibly, powerfully affect the world. The Great Freedom Teaching is an example of that. The Great Freedom Teaching is beyond the cage of conventional ideas, and it does not need to borrow anything from conventional ideas. It stands on its own. It's not about spirituality. It's not about religion. It's not about science. It's not about psychology. All these are just points of view to get wrapped up in, little warps to go into and pretend that something's happening. Now, in awareness itself, the spiritual and the unspiritual are equal. You see, there's no need to make anything out of anything. There's no need to demand importance or significance from something that holds no importance or significance. There's complete freedom from the attempt to do all that. So when there is that kind of freedom of body, speech, and mind, it allows for an entirely new way of seeing, speaking, and doing that is clear-cut and right to the point, no matter what it's about. Whether it's about the problem in Burma, whether it's about the problem in Tibet, or the many other conflicts, countless conflicts going on around the world. Whether it's to do with the conflicts within yourself, or whatever it is, the answer is in awareness. And if we do not take this leap as a society, a human society in general, of getting to know who we really are in awareness, then we'll continue to muck around in the squalor of points of view and think that it's real. But it is a very superstitious way of living that we needn't put up with. If we want to live that way, we can. But like I said in the writing today, if we go on that way, we'll be lost with no compass. We won't be able to find our way out because we'll be constantly grabbing for the next point of view. Where's my little point of view inner tube that I can grab onto so I don't drown in the ocean of points of view? This is really, it's so important because it is, awareness is the way of lucidity and clarity about all matters, scientific, spiritual, psychological, whatever they are. If we want to know everything about all those things, we can only know that from the balanced view of awareness. That's where all power is. Awareness can see ways of doing things that have never been done before. It can see the dramatic, pitiful shortcomings in the world of point of view. And, you know, for example, when people are getting acquainted with awareness, what is absolutely clear, it's so totally clear, it's so blatantly obvious that it can't be missed. People need support to gain confidence and awareness. This is just the way it is. It's just like people need customer support available 24/7 to learn Vista or Word or whatever it might be. And so these kind companies provide support 24/7, even if you have to pay for it, it's there. Well, okay, now how would awareness be any different than anything else other human beings need? Any human being, in order to be a good human being, needs constant support. And so to gain confidence and awareness in the initial stages, it's blazingly obvious that the 24/7 support is needed. Yet, here it is, but where else is it? You know, this is a key factor. But you see, the clear seeing of awareness can see obvious things that are just lost otherwise, just because it's always been done another way. So it's really important to know that awareness is the all-creating, all-consuming, powerful force. And by identification with it and acknowledgement of it, the more you gain confidence in it, identify with it, and acknowledge it, the more you find that power to be your own. It all starts with that first moment of awareness where you're up against something. It's probably the same old thing, the same old point of view that's been trying to get you in a chokehold for all of your life. There it is, and you think, well, I've tried everything else. I'm going to try a short moment of awareness. And even, you know, maybe you've tried other things, positive affirmations or whatever they might be. And, or you've tried to identify it as ego or the pain body or something to get a little bit of distance from it. But that's an antidote. That's much different than a moment of awareness. A moment of awareness is a moment of total clarity. It's a moment of all seeing. It's a moment of omniscient wisdom. And so you see, the first moment of awareness, you might think it's like a lot of these other things that have given you temporary relief. But the next time you come up against something, you're going to think about awareness again and what happened the last time, kind of like Pavlov's dog. And you'll say, I'm scampering back to awareness. That gave me a moment of relief from this thing that I thought. And so you see, by returning to awareness again and again, you prove yourself to yourself. You prove the power of your own awareness to yourself. And this comes about very quickly. Because whereas things like positive affirmation or trying to put some distance between you and points of view, it might work for a while, but then there's going to be some kind of dramatic fallout where you're going to be totally desperate and helpless again, and you're going to say that effing thing. I was doing the positive affirmations or the trying to distance with it by seeing it as the pain body or the ego or whatever. It doesn't work. And you're going to feel hopeless and on the search again. But awareness isn't like that. Awareness is not a trickster. Awareness is the constant protector, guide, and physician of all that is. And so you see, the more you go to awareness, the more it's self-affirming. It affirms itself as itself. And this is how you gain confidence again and again, short moments of awareness repeatedly. And it just gets more and more obvious. It's self-kept. It's just your acknowledgement of it that causes you to notice that it's self-kept and that it's always been present. And then you get to the point where nothing is a lure any longer. It can't lure you or seduce you into it because you know the score. You know this is the radiant dynamic energy of awareness itself, freely at play. But it's nothing to get involved in. It's just a temporary phantasm, like a hologram or something like that. You'd never expect a hologram to give you a date or someone in it to go home and make a happy home with you. Points of view are the same way.